You can follow the Joe and Alex Show. We are on Twitter and on Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. And, of course, the number to call in anytime is 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Have you ever had a feeling that maybe you're a little psycho?
Every freaking morning, baby.
Yes, I've wondered if you've noticed. But there's a list out here to help you. Maybe you got some of these traits. It might mean that you're a psycho. Here we go. Trait number one. Let's see here. You're charming.
Ding.
Alex, look at you. Psycho Alex. Number two, they lack compassion and empathy.
No, that's not true. Now, I definitely have compassion and empathy. Why else am I a child advocate? I get sad.
Because you're so psycho, you like that they're in pain.
I don't know if you have empathy. I think you have compassion, though.
No, I do have empathy because whenever I hear
you are not able to put yourself in other people's shoes, I don't think.
How often does somebody, I talk about something sad or whatever, or somebody's sad story and it makes me emotional or cry, like somebody not showing up for somebody's birthday and stuff. That always makes me cry. That would be, I'm empathetic. Okay. You guys are being insane.
All right. They're narcissistic.
I am narcissistic. I will give you that. But I am not lacking empathy.
We know you're not empathetic. Okay, now listen. They are secretive.
I am secretive.
Yes.
Really?
Alex.
She shares her entire life.
Yeah, okay. There are still secrets that she keeps.
Well, there's one secret I'm keeping. Liv knows it.
I know it.
No. I think a few of us know it. Okay.
No.
What is it?
It's a secret.
Well, what's it about, roughly?
We want her to be insane. We want her to check out with this list for psycho, so she has to keep it or else she won't be secretive.
Okay, now here's where it doesn't work. Like, one thing, I was like, I saw this, I'm like, dang it. They have a high IQ.
I don't think I have a high IQ.
And you have to have one. They are compulsive liars.
No. I'm not a compulsive liar.
I have seen you. I don't want to pull back the curtain too much, but I get it. She's psycho. Start over, please. I have seen how you can manipulate things and change it, which is kind of a lie.
No, she's not a compulsive liar.
Every single thing in my life I'm lying about.
I think exaggerating and compulsively lying are different. Maybe sometimes I don't even think she's really an exaggerator.
I'm a good actress, but I'm not a compulsive liar.
Well, I think
I tell the truth too much.
Yeah. I think a compulsive liar is someone like Ted Bundy who is super charming.
Well, and you
just
also
I think certain situations, like I really don't want to call you out for it on air because I think there's a certain level of respect we should give each other, but I think I've seen a situation or two, so maybe it's not all the time, but I've seen you be very good at lying, and it's like a lie after a lie after a lie about a certain thing.
I don't think that means that she's a compulsive
liar. Okay,
okay. If you're a compulsive liar, you are so compelled to lie even about the stupidest things. Like, I would lie about how much juice I drank.
Oh, I had a coffee this morning.
When I didn't.
Oh, I love coffee.
Yeah.
When she doesn't.
I know people like that. I'm not like that.
Those are all my jokes, though. Every time I make a joke, it's like a silly lie.
So Pork Chop is.
Are you starting to realize something here? The biggest psycho on the show is producer Pork Chop.